Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got going on, whatever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. You can see what, when you click your answer to the poll, you can see how the poll's going so far. It'll immediately give you the results as of now. And just move up a little bit on the page, and you can click and subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. Have not missed an edition since November, since we started in November 1999. So every Sunday afternoon gets you ready for the week ahead. That will come in your inbox. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out our videos. We got a bunch of videos, and they're up on the also, the mobile site. We got a mobile site that works like a charm, so use that to your advantage. We're talking about wisdom. It's just you and me, and we're talking about wisdom. And I said in the previous segment, I define wisdom this way. I said that in any given time, any given issue that you're facing, you're going to feel, you're going to get responses from your head, your heart, and your gut, from all three of those to this issue. Your head's going to tell you something, your heart's going to tell you something, your gut's going to tell you something. I believe wisdom is knowing which one to listen to. And so one of the things that where you really are going to need that kind of wisdom is when things are tough, when things are desperate, when you're down, when the world has got its foot on your neck, and you don't know if you're going to make it. Now, let me stop for a second and say to you that there's nothing that can happen to you that hasn't happened to me. I have been to the abyss. I've been to the bottom. I was bankrupt once. I didn't take bankruptcy, but I was bankrupt. The judge actually said to me, "Mr. Blasingame, you are an example of why we have bankruptcy laws. You are a perfect candidate for bankruptcy." And I said, "Thank you, sir. I appreciate you saying that, but I'm not going to do it anyway." And I didn't. And I worked my way back. I clawed my way out. I dug my way back. Everybody, you know, all that stuff. You do all that stuff. And it paid dividends. But not, you know, everybody has to do what they have to do. My point I'm making is I know what it's like to not want to hear the phone ring because you think it's going to be your banker telling you you don't have any money in the bank. And you're waiting on receivables to come in, right? And all that kind of stuff. So I've been there, done that. I'm not preaching to you. I'm not pontificating from some ivory tower. I'm out here on Main Street with you. And I'm telling you that when you get that to that point, when times are tough, when business is bad, when you're working as hard as you can and things still don't seem to happen, as ugly as that may be to you, and even though nobody wants it to happen, please think about this. You'll never be more alive and maybe more creative, and you'll never make yourself available to the possibilities as much as at that moment. You've heard politicians say, "Never risk a crisis. Never fail to take advantage of a crisis." Well, that's kind of what they're talking about. So, folks, I know you don't want to be there. I don't want to be there either. I didn't like it, and I don't want to go back. But I will tell you, I probably was never more creative. I was never, maybe even never more productive. And I know I was never more alive, and more aware of myself and around me. And I probably never told myself the truth more than I did at that moment, in those moments. And you've heard people say they didn't know if they were going to make it from day to day. I can remember not knowing if I was going to, my business was going to be open the next hour. I was hour to hour at one point. And so I'm telling you, folks, number one, you can come back from that, because I did. And you know many stories. I'm not, there's many stories out there like this, not just mine. And you can come back from that, but just have the wisdom to realize that in those desperate moments, opportunity can come. Epiphanies can be sparked. Things can come into your head that you never would have come into your head before. Never would have entered your head. In happy times, you're fat, dumb, and happy. Rock and roll and money in the bank. Business is good. Customers coming out the door. Life is wonderful. God is in heaven, and all is right with the world. You're not going to be really creative at that moment. Not like when things are tough. Nobody wants to go there. I wouldn't wish it on you. But if you're a small business owner, you will find yourself there at some point in time. It's not a matter of if. If you're a small business owner, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. And when it happens, just have the wisdom to say, I don't like this. I want to be out of this. I want this away. I don't want any more cheese. I just want out of the trap. But where is the opportunity? Because at that point, you are really seeing things clearly, and you're never going to be more creative or more alive. Don't waste that moment. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
I don't care where it goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.